The International Joint Commission is responsible for making recommendations to the U.S. and Canadian governments about how to address challenges facing the Great Lakes. But in order to do that, according to U.S. Chair Lana Pollack, they need an opportunity to listen to the public, the people on the ground. That's what this meeting is for.
So what we're here today to do is to hear from some experts, and I know I will learn from those experts, hear from the public, and I know we'll all learn from each other.
The meeting included extensive presentations from experts, including academics, local officials, business advocates, and representatives from environmental groups, and they covered a spectrum of issues facing the lakes. Diana Aga is a professor of chemistry at the University of Buffalo. She talked about increasing levels of contaminants in local fish populations, from flame retardants to birth control hormones to antidepressants.
And whether or not what the effects on fish are, we haven't looked at that, but I could only imagine that, you know, happy fish with all this antidepressant, they might just go to the predator and not worry about being prey.
Alicia Perez Fuentetaja of Buffalo State focused entirely on just one tiny fish, the emerald shiner, whose population is threatened due to shrinking habitats.
So one of the things that we first noticed is these hardened shorelines. There is plenty of these bulkheads, vertical walls, riprap throughout the river. These are areas where traditionally there had been a shoreline.
Throughout the presentations, three major themes emerged: pollution, access, and habitat restoration. But more than just point out problems within the system, presenters talked about their own progress addressing these challenges. Olole McFoy with the Buffalo Sewer Authority described the ways Buffalo is using green infrastructure to decrease sewer runoff.
We've handed out over 1,200 rain barrels. We have four porous asphalt streets. We have a number of porous asphalt parking lots.
And representatives from the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper and the Lake Ontario Riverkeeper talked about ways in which they're helping forge relationships between people and the water. The public was also invited to share their input. Residents of the Buffalo region brought up their concerns about things like aging sewer systems, access to drinking water, and closing nuclear power plants. Many also offered personal stories about their relationships to the lake, like Dick Smith, a former assemblyman.
My name is Dick Smith, and I've been a resident of this area for more years than most people would like to count. But I've had the privilege of fishing and boating Lake Erie in the Eastern Basin for more than 70 years.
The meetings are annual, but Commissioner Pollack says there is one unique concern emerging out of Great Lakes communities this year.
We've heard a lot about a concern for loss of funding for programs that are very much felt at home in people's on their own beaches and their own wetlands, their own environments where they live.
This was the last hearing in the U.S., but the IJC will be accepting public comment on their website until April 15th. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Buffalo, New York.